Boeing and the Netherlands Royal Air Force celebrate a milestone. Glassair now offers 2 weeks to taxi for its amphibian. And may you have a Robinson year. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, February 1st, 2011. The general aviation industry was a pretty grim place overall in 2010, but one bright spot was the Robinson Helicopter Company of Torrance, California. 2010 was a year of transition. Company founder Frank Robinson planned to retire on his 80th birthday in January, but delayed stepping down till certification of the company's first turbine, the R-66, was at hand. Finally, August 10th, Kurt Robinson, his son, was elected by the board of directors to assume the positions of president and chairman. Economically, the company cleared its unsold inventory created by the unstable economy by the middle of the year, enjoyed a surge in new sales, ramped up production, and still finished the year with a backlog of 169 orders. Total production for the year was 40 R-22s, 112 R-44s, and 10 R-66s. Robinson says a rapidly growing backlog will allow it to focus on production and product development in 2011. Representatives of Boeing, its suppliers, and the Netherlands Ministry of Defense marked the first flight of the Royal Netherlands Air Force CH-47F Chinook heavy lift helicopter in a ceremony last week at Summit Aviation in Middletown, Delaware. The aircraft made its first flight December 8th and is scheduled to complete its flight test program in August. There are two aircraft in flight test. The RNLAF has ordered six CH-47Fs to enhance its current fleet of 11 of the D models. The new Chinooks are equipped with survivability equipment, forward-looking infrared, and fast rope positions, which will be used to support special forces operations. The engines will include air particle separators for operation in harsh environments. Boeing expects to begin delivering the aircraft later this year, making the Royal Netherlands Air Force the first international customer to field the new CH-47F. The company and the service are also evaluating a potential upgrade of the current D-model Chinook fleet to the new F configuration. Glassair Aviation has become famous for its unique 2 weeks to taxi program, which carefully adheres to the FAA's 51% rule, yet allows new builders to take advantage of factory help to get their planes up on the wheels and ready to test fly in a remarkably short time. Wheels, and now floats. Glassair now has a 2 weeks to taxi program for an amphibious Sportsman 2 plus 2 with limited introductory pricing of $199,000. The Sportsman 2 plus 2 amphib has a useful load of 950 pounds and a full fuel payload of 650. That's more than a Cessna 182 or 185. Sea level water takeoffs at gross weight break the surface in as little as 15 seconds. The 42-knot stall speed ensures smooth splashdowns. And with a cruise speed of 110 knots, range is 600 miles, all achieved with an economical four-cylinder Lycoming. The Sportsman was designed to be used as a family aircraft, with seating for two adults in the front and two kids in the back. But the company says that in about a minute, the rear seats can be removed, and the Sportsman becomes a spacious bush plane that can accommodate enough camping gear to head off into the wilderness for a month. Find out more about the plane and the program at glassairaviation.com. That's glass with one S. Up next on ANN, SAFE announces new member benefits. The Lightspeed Aviation Foundation opens nominations for 2011. And the 43 car will be sponsored again by the U.S. Air Force. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for February 1st. I'm Paul Plack. SAFE, the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, has added King Schools and 4Flight to a list of more than two dozen providers of discounts to its members. and a couple of existing benefits providers have sweetened their deals. King Schools now extends a 20% discount to SAFE members on all King courses, while ForeFlight offers members a 33% discount on annual subscriptions for the iPad and iPhone. In addition to discounts already offered, Pilot Workshops has added a substantial discount on its IFR Mastery Series, and members can now purchase quality apparel embroidered with the SAFE logo directly from Sporties, with a portion of the embroidery sales donated back to SAFE. SAFE Chairman Doug Stewart observes, quote, "Taking advantage of just a few of our many available benefits could save up to 10 times the cost of a regular annual membership," unquote. SAFE already represents more than 500 of the industry's top aviation educators and will chair the GA Pilot Training Reform Symposium in Atlanta, Georgia, this coming May. Find out more at safepilots.org. 20 aviation-related charities have become beneficiaries of over $100,000 in grants awarded by the Lightspeed Aviation Foundation for 2010. Midnight on February 11th is the deadline for existing or new aviation charities that may want to apply for grants in the 2011 round. In April last year, the Lightspeed Aviation Foundation submitted 20 award finalists to the aviation community. Pilots then selected their favorites among these charities by voting online or designating a portion of new Lightspeed Aviation headset purchases. In November, $50,000 was shared at the AOPA Summit Pilot Choice Awards among the five finalists with the highest number of online votes. Last week, another $50,000 was distributed among all 20 charities based on the amount designated by new Lightspeed Aviation customers at the time they registered their products. The list of winners and details on how your organization could become one in this year's program can be found online at lightspeedaviationfoundation.com. Air Force recruiting officials say they're renewing their NASCAR partnership with Richard Petty Motorsports and the 43 car for the 2011 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. Brigadier General Ballin A.R., commander of the Air Force Recruiting Service, notes this will be the 10th year of the Air Force in NASCAR. Quote, "This is a high-performing atmosphere that aligns with the leadership, technology, and competitive spirit of our airmen and Air Force, and we're excited about NASCAR's efforts to reach a broader audience," unquote. The Air Force is both a primary and associate sponsor of the 43 car, driven by A.J. Allmendinger, a 29-year-old driver with two top-five finishes and eight top-ten finishes in the 43 car during the 2010 season. The car will feature the Air Force paint scheme in two of 36 NASCAR points races this season. There will also be Air Force flyovers, involvement in pre-race activities, and school visits with the 43 show car. Still ahead, triennial registration renewal is turning out to be a pain. If cars don't need a Part 23, why do we? And Reno is going to be a busy place this year. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Piperjet.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, February 1st. I'm Paul Plack. A well-known aviator has filled us in on the hassle he's facing with the FAA's newly mandated triennial aircraft registration renewal process. It would be safe to say those who are frustrated by bureaucracies won't be pleasantly surprised. Dick Wagner, who with his wife Bobby used to own Wag Aero, provided a photo just so we'd believe the number of forms he's had to fill out in a game of bouncing paperwork. You'll have to see it to believe it. It's enough to make the folks tasked with screwing up the DMV bow in reverence. Dick is left to opine, quote, "I have never visited the aircraft registration branch in Oklahoma, but from what I received today, it's a colossal mess and should be privatized immediately," unquote. Read and see the details in the text version of this story, dated January 31st, at aero-news.net. Randy Babbitt spent part of 2010 trying to sell us on the idea that, given its safety mandate, the FAA is a pretty efficient agency when it comes to certification of new aircraft designs. I apologize if you just shot coffee out your nostrils. John Yalinin, a private pilot and Aero News reader, is one who begs to differ. He writes, quote, "I recently read an editorial in Flying Magazine by editor-in-chief Robert Goyer titled, Why Certification Matters. In it, he expounds that we are all better off because the FAA certifies our planes under Part 23. After much thought, I strongly disagree," unquote. John goes on to compare the aircraft certification mill, estimated to cost $150 million or more for a new design, not counting design, engineering, tooling, and other development costs, to the much more streamlined process by which our automobiles reach customers, and asks why this Part 23 thing is necessary. You can read John's guest editorial, dated January 31st, at aero-news.net. John sounds like a good candidate for an RV. Aviation authors and their devoted readers will be mixing and mingling during the 22nd Annual International Women in Aviation Conference. That's coming up February 24th through 26th at the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno, Nevada. WAI President Dr. Peggy Chabrian reflects, quote, "Both the authors and our members enjoy meeting. Authors get feedback about their work, while our members are able to have their favorite books autographed and chat with the authors in a relaxed, informal atmosphere," unquote. Among the featured authors and their works this year are Julie Clark with Nothing Stood in Her Way, B. Falk Haydu with Letters Home 1944 through 45, Nancy Love and the Wasp Ferry Pilots of World War II, and several others. The invitations are not just for women. They're also not just for biographical or historical subjects. Rod Machado's Private Pilot Handbook and Workbook got Rod on the list. WAI's theme this year is Inspire, Enthuse, Innovate. The conference will include seminars, workshops, networking events, speakers, and a commercial exhibit area. It wraps on Saturday evening with WAI's annual banquet and the awarding of many scholarships and the induction of this year's group of pioneers into the WAI Aviation Pioneer Hall of Fame. And finally today, ANN has been invited back to again bring you live video coverage of the Aircraft Electronics Association's annual convention and trade show, being held this year March 22nd through 25th, also at the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno. Hundreds of avionics manufacturers, dealers, installers, and other GA professionals will be there. The event is not open to the public, but provides avionics professionals with educational and marketing opportunities. Each of the programs Aero TV produces from the event will be available in streaming form and later in archives on ANN and Aero TV. If you have any suggestions for programming you'd like to see us bring you from AEA 2011, don't be shy. There's contact info in the official announcement at aero-news.net. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, speaking of avionics, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with Free Flight's Tim Taylor about ADS-B, which he says both the FAA and aircraft operators are adopting faster than you might be aware. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.